Haideți cu toții să deschidem Sfânta Scriptură la Epistola lui Pavel către Romani, capitolul 15, versetele de la 1 la 7. Romans 15, verses 1 to 7. We then who are strung out to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves, let each of us please his neighbor for his good leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we live in a society that says you can do whatever you want. You can act however you want. And then God comes and says, you can't just act however you want and you can't do whatever you want. The society that we live in says you're not accountable, so then who cares? You're not accountable. You are born gay. They don't understand you. And then God comes and says, you are accountable for everything that you do. You are actually accountable for every little word that comes out from your mouth. You see, witness from Titanic said that at some point when Titanic was sinking, there was a man in the water. And the man starts swimming towards a boat where was a woman. He was hitting the woman. The woman fell in the ocean. The woman died. He saved his life. Because people act crazy in crazy situations. Another witness from Auschwitz, a German soldier, Nazi soldier, testified and said that when they would take out the dead bodies of the Jews from the gas chambers, they would first take out the women and the children. Why? Because the people in power would try to crawl on the walls of the chambers to live two or three more minutes, because it would take a couple or a few minutes until the gases would get up, because people act desperate in desperate situations. You see, it would be very easy to be normal if everyone else around you would be normal. It's very easy to be holy in a world where everyone's holy. But God is calling us to be normal in an abnormal world. To be holy in a world full of sin and sinners. How can I be normal in an abnormal world? That's the question and the title of my message tonight. For us as individuals, as persons, as family, and as a church. Well, there's four principles, four characteristics that we need to follow in order to be normal in this abnormal world. And the first one is we need to look out one for the others. Looking out one for the others. Hebrews 10:24 says, and let us consider one another to stir up love and good works. Looking out one for the others means looking beyond the borders, looking beyond the limits. A lot of times we look at people that fall and we look at facts instead of asking ourselves, what made that person get into that situation? Brothers and sisters, looking up one for the others means helping each other physically and spiritually. I remember when I was in high school, in my ninth grade, sometimes I would take the bus to go to school because my school was about an hour and a half, 2 hours away. And you know, it would be cold in Romania, you guys know very well, 10, 20, 30 degrees below. And sometimes the bus would stop in the station, sometimes it wouldn't. And even when it would stop, it would be filled with people. And sometimes I would try to get in the bus and there wouldn't be space. And I always saw those kind of people that would wait there and let the children and the women first in the bus. Not that they didn't need that heat. Not that they didn't need that space, but they understood that that space is more important for those kind of people. What am I trying to say with this? In the kingdom of heaven, we're going to be judged differently and individually, one after another. But brothers and sisters, when we're going to get in the glory of God, we're going to go together as a church, as a unit, as a family. How boring it would be for me to be there by myself. I don't know, hanging out in heaven by myself, chilling by myself. I don't even know if I want to be in heaven then. It would be boring. It would probably be depressing. We need to help out. We need to help each other physically and spiritually. Looking out one for the others means love, means loving each other, brothers and sisters. A lot of times we look at people and we say, I don't know, something's wrong with him. I don't know, I saw he's outside, he passed right next to me, he didn't even say hi to me. He came in the church, I don't know, he's not even raising his hands up when he's praying, I don't know, something's wrong with him. But what about I go there and I talk to that person and I ask that person, what can I do for you? I don't know, can I pray with you? Can I fast for you? Can I hang out with you? Can I buy you a bag of groceries? Can I buy you a coffee? Can we stay together in prayer? Is that something positive, something productive that I can do for you? Because let me tell you something, everyone observes, but not everyone is looking out. Everyone observes, but not everyone is looking out. One of the pastors in this church, I'm not going to say who, we were at some point in a group and he said, guys, if you ever need something, let me know. Even money, I might not have money to give you, but let me know, ask me. It's not about money. It's about an open heart. It's about someone that cares. It's about someone that sacrifices for each other. These are the people that we need to be. People that feel with each other. People that love each other. People that are ready to sacrifice for each other. Looking out, one for each other, means understanding your position and understanding your place. You see, a lot of times we look at the pastors, we look at the singers, we look at the people that are doing something here and we feel like it's all about them. It's not about them. Or it's not only about them. It's about you too. You, the one that are standing right now in this church, in the middle of this church or on the last row of this church, God has a plan for you. God wants to use you. God wants to work for you. God has something for you out there. Are you ready to reach up God's hands? Are you ready to step up? Are you ready to be normal in this abnormal world? May God help us to be normal in this abnormal world. The second principle that we need to acknowledge is to accept each other or to welcome each other. Verse 7 in Romans 15 says, therefore receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. You see, you can't accept someone in your house if you don't accept someone in your life. You can't welcome someone to a dinner if you don't like that person, right? You need to like a person in order to invite him for a dinner or for lunch. In a world full of rejection, brothers and sisters, we need to accept each other. We need to welcome each other. I remember 10 years ago when I was in Germany, I was talking to one of my friends that I stayed at his house, and he was telling me, Abel, do you see my neighbor? I stay here for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. I've been staying here, and he never even said hi to me. I tried to be nice with him. I tried to say hi to him. I tried to get in conversations with him, but he never even said hi to me. I don't know why. I've never done anything bad to him. Is it just because I'm Romanian? I don't know. In the same country, they discovered the body of a man dead after 7 years. He had a heart attack, he was living by himself, and they only discovered the bones in the clothes, and the TV would still work. And the only way they discovered him was that he had an automatic paid system for the cable, and they start taking money from his bank account, and at some point, there was no money. And that's when they tried to reach him. And they went to the neighbors, and they said, do you know this guy? Yes, we do. He's dead. Really? He's dead for 7 years. Wow. But haven't you seen he's missing? No, we haven't. Because people don't care. People didn't care about Jesus either. He would preach on the Mount of Olives. He would preach on the Sea of Galilee. Thousands of people would come, and when he would be done preaching, everyone would go home. And rarely would be the moments when someone would really invite him for a lunch or for a dinner, because people do not care. And he says at some point, the foxes have their own holes and the birds have their own nests, but the Son of Man doesn't have a place to lay out his head, because people do not care. But the Word of God said that at some point, accepting and welcoming people in our life made us accept angels. And I want to share something with you right now, someone that touched my heart. A story that happened last Christmas in Belgium. A young family, they were about 30 years old, a couple, not Christians. They decided to take a trip to Austria to spend their Christmas and their New Year's. And they realized that in their neighborhood, there was a man that was a homeless. It happened to be a Romanian guy. And they talked to each other and they said, the wife said to the husband, honey, you know, we need to do something for this man. I don't know. He might not even make it through the holidays. We need to do something for him. We need to help him. And they decided to do something that normal and regular people don't do. they decided to bring this guy at their house. And they said, you know what? We're going to be gone for Christmas, for New Year's. We're going to be gone for 3 weeks. But we want you to stay at our house. Look, we have a couch here. We have a, you can take a shower. You're going to dress up. You have a blanket. You have the TV. The refrigerator is full of food. You have everything that you need. Just stay here. And it's Christmas time. For Christmas, people give gifts to each other. And we want to give you some money. And, you know, just go outside, buy yourself something, enjoy a little bit. After 2 weeks, this couple come home. The shed is organized. The garage is clean. The house is full of flowers and ornaments. With the money that she gave him, this guy bought flowers for the lady, and he even kept some change. And when the reporter tried to take an interview of this guy, of this lady, she would cry the whole time. And the only words that she said were this, "Sir," she wasn't Christian, "Sir, this is not a man. This is an angel from heaven." You know, a lot of times we come to church Sunday with our Sunday clothes, with our Sunday prayers, with our Sunday songs. But as soon as we leave on that door, we forget about God. But God is Monday at your school, in your class. God is on your job. God is right there at that coffee shop where you grab your coffee or breakfast in front of that restaurant. God is, right there on Cerritos, right here on this street. God is right there on the freeway in that person that is selling you some pineapple or some peaches, or he's with a piece of paper asking for a dollar. God is right there, but I don't care. Ce vrea și ăsta? Vrea bani. Pe toți vor bani, nu? Obama vrea bani, statul vrea bani, biserica vrea bani. De unde la toți? Frați și surori, let me tell you something. I lived 20 years of my life in Romania in a Christian family. My father is a pastor, as most of you guys know. And we didn't have most of the things your kids have here, but I was blessed. I had a place to stay. I had clothes on me. I had food on the table. I had a lot of things that my friends didn't have. And I was blessed. I lived there 20 years of my life. And just a month before I came to the United States, I went with one of my uncles to bring some goodies, niște ajutoare, în Brezoi, Vâlcea, la 60 de kilometri de Sibiu, sud, să merg într-un sat cu o carieră de piatră unde erau aduși oameni din Moldova și din alte zone de Ceaușescu să lucreze și nu mai aveau de lucru, lucrau cu ziua. And I saw 12 people living in a room, în niște condiții mizere, cu lut și cu pământ, e frig, România, minus 20 de grade, iarna. Mâncau niște varză cu orez, va să zică ceva sarmale, dar numai sarmale nu erau, se înfructau toți copiii bătrâni. And I can say I don't have! Oh God, please forgive me and not don't let me lie to myself before I would even start daring lying to you. If you want to be normal, you need to open your heart and you need to open your pockets. Three, the third principle. If you want to be normal in this world, if I want to be normal in this world, we need to tolerate each other. Ephesians 4, verses 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you to walk worthy of your calling, which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love." Tolerate each other means passing the unpleasant of today for the good of tomorrow. Again, passing the unpleasant of today for the good of tomorrow. In Matthew 18, Jesus gives an amazing parable. He talks about a king that looked through his accounts, and at some point he sees that a man owes him 10,000 talents. Let's say $10,000. And the king brings the man and says, "Give me the money that you owe me." And the man says, I do not have those money right now." But, "Oh, you don't have the money right now? Then you, your family, your children, all of you in jail." And the man starts crying, and the man starts staying in his knees, and he says, "Your Majesty, please have some mercy on me. I will definitely pay you, but don't do this. Give me some more time." And probably the king was overwhelmed by this guy's reaction, and he said, "Okay, I will give you some more time." The man goes outside, he goes home, and on his way home, he bumps into another guy that now owes him $100. And he throws his hand into his throat, and he says, "Give me the money that you owe me." And the poor man says, "Sir, I do not have those $100 right now, but I will pay you." "No, in jail with you until you pay." His fellows, they see all this scene, and they go back to the king, and they report the king what happened. And the king brings him back and says, "How dare you? How could you do such a thing?
I forgive you for so much more. Weren't you supposed to forgive that poor guy for that $100? This is God in us. He forgave us for so much more. He forgave me and forgave you for all our past, for all of our sins, all the sins that we still make every day. And still a lot of times, brothers and sisters, we can't forgive each other for so little. Then how are we going to be able to love each other? I strongly believe that there's two categories of people in church. The strong people and the weak people. And I do believe that the strong people are indebted to forgive and understand the weak people. You see, an apple tree maybe grows in a year or two. An oak tree, it takes 100 years. I mean, did you see a church, a healthy church, made by night? Did you see a Christian, a man changing his life just by night? I mean, I've seen a lot of people changing their life in one night, and then tomorrow they were back to their old lifestyle. But to change in one night, no, it's impossible. It takes time. It's a road. It's a process. We need to tolerate each other. We need to understand each other. We need to forgive each other. Even there's things that we don't like. Oh, I don't like it. It's in English. Oh, non piace in inglese. I don't know. He preaches, he sings. Oh, it's not my style. It's not about what you like. Do you understand me? It's not about what I like either. It's about what God likes here in this church. We're not here to please ourselves. We are here to please God. Praise would be his name. We are here to please God. And that's the most amazing thing, brothers and sisters. And I don't know how many of you guys have noticed. We are so different. And still, we are together. We are so different. And still, we are together. We're so different. Some of us were born in Romania. Some of us were born in the United States. Some of us speak Romanian better. Some of us speak English better. We have different mentalities, different level of education. We have different views, different conceptions, different ideas, different things in our life. We are different, but still, we are together. Because this is God's glorious way of bringing us together, bringing the ships together. Praise would be his name. And fourth, the fourth aspect, the fourth principle, the last but not least, if we want to be normal in this abnormal world, we need brothers and sisters to feel with each other. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 8 says, finally, all of you be one-minded, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted and courteous. Feeling with each other is mercy. Compassion. A pastor in Romania is invited to a village to speak for 30, 40 minutes. And he's young, a young guy. And right a couple minutes before the church starts, the main pastor there looks at him and says, I want to ask you something. Yeah. Do you mind if you would conduct the whole service tonight? And he looks at him and says, okay, this is a little inappropriate. This is a little weird. I'm a guest. I'm supposed to speak 30 minutes at 7:30. You know, it's not me. I shouldn't. And the old man puts his hand onto his shoulder and says, let me tell you something. I have cancer in the last stage. I barely made it to church tonight. Can you do that for me? You know, there's a point when Jesus Christ, our Savior, he finds out that John the Baptist, his cousin, dies. I mean, he was his cousin. He was not his brother, but he was his cousin. They were close. Their parents were close. Their mother were close. And Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus just wanted to go and be alone. He wanted to cry. He was human like you and I. Don't you have these moments in your life? I do have sometimes these moments in my life. And when I do have them, sometimes I just go to the beach and I just refresh myself. Mi-aduc aminte când eram în România, eu și cu fratele meu, după mine, al doilea, când o supăram pe mama, avea ea o vorbă și spunea, mă, vine să mă duc cât văd cu ochii. Era vorba ei, nu? E parcă picătura aia care parcă a dat paharul să cadă și parcă you're tired and sick of everyone and you're tired of your husband, of your wife, of your kids, of your parents, of your children, of your, of your uncle, of your aunt, you're tired of your job, you're tired of your boss, you're tired of your pastors, you're tired of your church, you're tired of everything and you want to be alone. And maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I don't know. And Jesus wanted to be alone. He wanted to cry. But maybe, just maybe, there was a woman that had leprosy. And she probably went to a lot of doctors and she spent all her money. And they said, there's nothing we can do for you. You're going to die. Slowly, but surely, you'll die. And I'm thinking maybe there was someone that said, you know, I know someone. I know someone that can heal you. And that someone, Jesus Christ, was the only hope that she had. Maybe, just maybe, there was a family like you here. And maybe they had a kid. And you know what? I have a lot of respect for those people that have kids and they're born limps or handicaps. Or I can't even imagine how hard it can be for those parents. You expect that blessing from God and you're so happy. And then you have to live with that pain for the rest of your life. I can't even imagine. And maybe there was a family like that. And they were suffering every day until someone came and says, I know someone that can make your kid walk. And I can just picture the tears on that parent, on that father, and on that mother's eyes. And probably they said, okay, we believe you and we believe that this Jesus Christ can heal our kid, but we're going to go there. It's a long trip. I don't know. Maybe there's going to be a lot of people that are going to need him. I don't know if he's going to be able to heal my son. And probably that person says, just believe, because he is unlimited. Jesus Christ is unlimited, brothers and sisters. You look a lot of times on TV, you see AT&T, unlimited messages. Verizon, unlimited minutes. It's all a lie. Try not to make your payment for a month or two and see how many unlimited messages or minutes you have. None. But the only one that is unlimited is Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. And not only that he's unlimited, but he already paid the bill on the Calvary. Praise would be his name. Jesus Christ. And he was probably in that situation where he wanted to be alone, but then he had all these people. And probably he was looking to the Father and he said, you know, Father, I want to be alone. I want to cry. I have this pain because I'm human. But in the same time, I came for them. I can't just leave them alone. I can't just leave them suffer. I can't just not help them. You know what feel with each other means? You know what compassion means? There's two things. At least two things. Feeling it with each other means you serve the Lord all the time. You serve the Lord when you have a job. I serve the Lord when I have a job. We serve the Lord when things are going good in our life. We serve the Lord when we're healthy. But we serve the Lord in sick times too. We serve the Lord when it's tough. We serve the Lord when it's hard. We serve the Lord when we don't have money to pay our bills. We serve the Lord when we cry. We serve the Lord when the children are not coming to church. We serve the Lord when the people are, I don't know, making our life miserable, but we serve the Lord all the time, brothers and sisters. And not only that we serve the Lord, but feeling with each other means my brother and my sister's problems are more important than my own problems. For Jesus Christ, the people's problems were more important than his own problems. And probably, I don't know, maybe that's one of the reasons why we pray when we have a list a lot of times there on the screen. And we pray for some people and sometimes we just pray and pray and pray and we feel like nothing happens. And it's like the same person for like, I don't know, a year, two, three, five. Did you ever think of that? I was thinking maybe I don't have faith enough. Maybe I don't pray for that person as much as I would pray for me if I would be in that situation. Spune cuvântul Domnului că dacă ați avea credință cât un grăunte de muștar și totuși, Doamne, grăuntele ăla de muștar e atât de mic și credința mea e și mai mică? Pentru că nu credem, frați și surori, de multe ori. I believe. I believe God can heal him. Yes, I do believe. It's like I believe that it's going to rain next week. Yeah, I do believe. No, it's not just that. It's crying out your heart because you care for that person, because that guy's problems are as important as your problems. You feel with that person. Apostle Paul says that we're all members in Corinthians, we're all members in the body of Christ. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer. Did you see an apple tree? If one tree gets bad, one apple gets bad, all of the apples get bad. If you buy some vegetables and you put them in the refrigerator and one of them gets rotten, everything gets rotten. But the Bible says, rejoice with the ones that are rejoicing and weep with the ones that are weeping. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, how to be normal in an abnormal world? Well, first of all, we need to look out one for each other. Looking out for one for each other doesn't mean only looking at that person and talking behind the bushes or talking behind the curtains, but really talk to that person, really face that person, really see how can you be positive or productive for that person physically and spiritually. The second principle is accepting each other. And please take 3 seconds right now and look to the ones on your right and on your left, please. For a couple of seconds, look to the people that are on your right and on your left. You see? There's people right next to you. Maybe it's your wife. I don't know. Maybe it's your husband. Maybe there's people that you know or people that you don't know. Maybe there's people that you talk sometimes or people that you talk a lot or people that you never talk to. Did you ever think that maybe God put those persons today or sometimes right next to you in church because He wants to bless them through you in a way or other? He wants to bless them through me, and I don't care a lot of times. And the only times I talk to those persons are when the pastor says, say hi to the one in your right and in your left. And I'm like Jonah. God wants to work through us every day. Accepting each other. Welcoming each other. Tolerating each other. That is just a talk. Dar am tot dreptul să-i spun, dar și el mi-a spus mie, dar m-a jignit, dar m-a făcut în toate felurile. De ce să nu-i spun, nu? Am tot dreptul. Da, ai tot dreptul. Și dacă îi vei spune, care va fi diferența între tine și ăla de afară? And the last one is feeling with each other. Compassion. Să-ți pare rău să te oprești din drumul tău, să te oprești din viața ta și să te uiți la, ca și samariteanul ăla, la necăjitul ăla, la sărmanul ăla, la nenorocitul ăla de lângă tine și să-i dai o pâine, să-i dai o mână de ajutor, să plângi cu el, să simți cu el, să te sacrifici cu el. Asta înseamnă să simțim unii cu alții, dragii mei, frați și surori. A lot of times we say, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that happened to you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry doesn't mean nothing. Because acts speak louder than words. And my prayer and my hope is, brothers and sisters, not necessarily to be amazing Christians, not necessarily to be just observant of theology or, I don't know, constant members of a church, but my prayer and my hope is just to be normal in this abnormal world. May God help us. Amen.